Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Rubbing my eyes, Alan. I'm looking at the lockbox total, and look at this. $290,796 wonderful dollars from amazing people.
That is really unbelievable. It started slow. It's coming on fast now. It is just a wonderful thing to watch our coming together as a group and making this radio station what it has been and what it will be. You know, there are always those people who don't like this radio station who say, well, you know, I don't want anything to do with it. There are some media people who are jealous of it. There's nothing we can do about that except run our own race, as we have always said. It was Dr. Alan Miller who always said, run your own race, forget about the bad guys, forget about the meanies. And that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to get together and we're going to show that this radio station, which is the best in the United States, will keep going if everybody does one little thing, $5, $100, $1,000, whatever you can do, and we will make it. You know, some wonderful people have been putting challenges up, David. It's a wonderful thing to see. And now, let's make it. We can get to the halfway point in the drive, in the lockbox. It's terrific.
WAMC.org is the way to do it. And whatever you can do, we really appreciate it.
That's right.
Well, you spoke yesterday with Assemblymember Deborah Glick. She is from New York City, the Greenwich Village area, and I see this morning that as a result of the Working Families Party voting, Alan, to endorse Governor Andrew Cuomo and Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul after its preferred ticket of Cynthia Nixon and Janami Williams were defeated in the September 13th Democratic primary, pitting what? Nixon against Glick?
We love Deborah Glick. She's a great assemblywoman. She's the chair of the Higher Education Committee. She's one of the best of the legislators. We had her on the Capitol Connection, and it's just beyond belief what they're doing. There is a push on to take Cynthia Nixon off the working families ballot. It's just dumb. The people there put them on. Yesterday, the news media were interviewing people in the Working Families Party, and they were saying, well, we don't like Cuomo, but I guess we have to do this. The people who are running the place, the labor people who give all the money to the party, are having their way. They'll put Cuomo in there. Hey, if those people wanted Cynthia Nixon on that ballot, that's democracy. She should stay there. And I don't like it. So what they do, David, is they put her up against, on the working families line, against Deborah Glick, who is this wonderful state legislator, incredibly talented, incredibly good. And they say, we know that the only way we can take her off the gubernatorial ballot is to put her on this assembly ballot, and everybody will know not to elect Cynthia Nixon. Well, if you were Deborah Glick, you wouldn't feel all that good about it. Cynthia Nixon is now a widely known person. Glick will have to go out and campaign as she's never campaigned before. We would hope that Cynthia Nixon will come right out and say, hey, I don't want to be elected. This was just the way that politics works or something like that. So that's what's happened. I find it utterly reprehensible on the part of the Working Families Party, which are, after all, supposed to be and are self-touted as the decent people who really do care about cleaning up politics. Apparently not.
From there, let's go to the national headlines now. Alan, U.S. Senate Republican leaders are expected to hold a vote on the nominee Friday or Saturday this week, despite the FBI's report. They're moving forward and they're not stopping.
Well, that's right. Look, we don't know what the White House specific orders were. We do know some very interesting things have not happened. A lot of people who should have been interviewed were not. We've been told on the national media that among the FBI instructions were that they could not look into Kavanaugh's drinking. Well, if the one piece of vital information here is, did Kavanaugh lie to the Judiciary Committee? And then you would have had to have a thorough investigation as to the drinking in order to find that out. I believe the Senate is poised to confirm him. I believe Murkowski, Collins, and some of the others will not buck the fact that they'll get primaried by Republicans who are fiercely protective of Trump and what he does and who want this guy confirmed. I don't think they've got the guts to do it. I hope I'm wrong. But in fact, to so many of these people, retaining their offices is more important than doing the right thing. It is not good.
Speaking of planning to vote in the November election, says the New York Times, why most Americans probably won't. You and I have talked about this. You've talked about it for many, many years. And that's that the vast majority of eligible voters, if history is any proof, will not show up.
Well, they don't vote in the presidential election. About half the country votes, and that's our most popular election. So when you get a midterm election, fewer people come out. But with that said, you don't have to have 100%. It's a matter of percentages. In other words, how many people will actually turn out? Right now, the studies are showing that the Democrats have the initiative, that they are ticked off, that they want to come out, they want to vote, they want to give some comeuppance to Trump. If that happens, the Democrats will flip the House and maybe the Senate. But if people sit home and think it's going to happen, it won't, not unless they go out and vote. Hey, I remember once in our little town of Alford, Massachusetts, which I used to live in, I was a selectman. I didn't vote. We lost by one vote. We lost by one vote. Think of it that way, everybody. You can lose by one vote.
And we can lose. We can lose the radio station without your pledges, your support at WAMC.org. Help us make our online lockbox goal of $500,000 headed towards $300,000 now.
And David, you said a mouthful when you said our goal. It includes everybody who's out there, everybody who's on the air. That's what makes this such a special place. We're all in this together.